Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
6 foot,
Beetlejuice. Back in 1988, and they're all back together, Catherine O'Hara, Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, and here to talk about that and all of the other new releases are resident culture vultures, freelance arts journalist Aoife Barry and producer and director Brian Redden. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, there's some campaign behind this new Beetlejuice, because I have children who, you know, did not exist when the first movie, and they're going around saying Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice at me.
Oh, wow. It's the power of Disney, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, like, I was a small child when the original came out, you know, and I mean, I really loved it when I saw it a little bit later than that. And it is really kind of dark and like that Tim Burton kind of gothic sense of, like, you know, pranksterness and childishness. But it is crazy that it's like 30 odd years later that they're coming out with the sequel and that they're managing to grab the younger kids. But I think Jenna Ortega is the key with it. She's one of the stars of this new film and the sequel, should I say. And so I think she's bringing in those younger people who know her from Wednesday on Netflix.
Yeah.
But if people are wondering about Beetlejuice, which is the sequel that we're talking about, it did take over 30 years for it to come out, and they do have all the most original cast back. So you have Michael Keaton reprising his role, you have Catherine O'Hara, you have Winona Ryder. So I think that is a really good way of getting in all of us who saw the original, and then you're getting in the younger people with people like Jenna Ortega.
And do
well
we know,
too.
Is it any good? Have we heard?
The reviews have been, some have been kinder than others. Some are a little bit like, what's the point of coming back after 30 years of sequel? Other ones are like, look, Tim Burton's really captured the vibe of the original film that made it so good. The fact you have Michael Keaton coming back reprising the role is great. The plot of it is a little bit, there's a lot of stuff going on plot-wise, but there's supposed to be a lot of gags and a lot of interesting moments in it that kind of capture the original spirit. Now, I'm going to see a preview of it next week. It's going to be shown in Dublin, so I haven't seen it yet, so I'm waiting to see it myself. But I think if you're somebody who pays like a lot of close attention to how good a sequel is compared to the original, and if you're kind of very much like, does it justify its place? I think that's going to be the question that people are going to be asking when they go into it. But if you want to just enjoy the crack that the original Beetlejuice brought to you, I'd say there's plenty from what we've seen from the trailers.
6th of September is the release date.
6th of September,
for that.
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, it's really anticipated. So look, we'll wait and see if it's any good or not. Brian, your first choice today is the new one from the Alien franchise, isn't it? Alien Romulus.
Yeah, now it's been in the cinemas a while, but I just thought it's cinema day on tomorrow. So it's a fiver ticket.
I mean,
it's great, you know?
Yeah,
fiver ticket. The ticket prices have gone so high now. So I just thought it'd be an interesting time to get out and go and see a movie. Alien Romulus, yeah. So it's been on a couple of weeks. I went to see it there the other night, and I have to say I really enjoyed it. So it's actually the 9th film. Would you believe there's 9 Alien movies?
I would not, actually.
Some are better than others. I mean, you get down to like Alien versus Predator. Yeah. Forget about that. I mean, some of them are really awful. Some of them are all right. The first two are still the best.
Yeah.
And I think this is probably the best since the first two.
Mm.
And it basically takes the plot of the first two and rehashes it. So it's like a greatest hits package, essentially, you know?
Do you have to have seen them to enjoy this one?
I think it would help,
yeah,
to be honest with you, because there's a lot of references to all the Alien movies, particularly the first two. So it would help to have at least seen the first two. The rest of them, no, not really. But if you've seen the first two, I think you're going to be ahead of the game. So it's called Alien Romulus. And it's set, obviously, in space. And there's this planet. This planet is like a mining planet. And these people just basically mine there, and they're not allowed off it. So this group of young people decide they want to escape from the planet. So the plot is basically, they have discovered there's a space station floating overhead. This is a space station that was abandoned by Sigourney Weaver in the first film, right? So it's floating overhead. And they decide, right, we can get up there. We get into that space station. And they have these cyber units that you can fall asleep in. We want to go to this other planet. This is this utopian planet we're going to go to. It's going to take us 9 years to get there, so we need these cyber units to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go up, let's get them, fall asleep, Wake up in 9 years, we're in a utopia, everything's going to be fantastic. That's essentially the plot. What they don't know is that obviously aliens are on board.
Dun, dun,
Sigourney Weaver knew that, but she's gone. So basically they come up, the aliens wake up, and it all happens again.
Yeah, perfect,
so
the plot film for you, Brian. This is just your kind of thing.
It is. But the plot, like, if you've seen the first two, it's the same thing over again. It's the same plot kind of rehashed. But, you know, the effects in it are very good. The cast are very good. The young actress who played Priscilla Presley,
Kaylee Spaney
in Priscilla, she's basically playing Sigourney Weaver. Actually looks like her in some of the shots. In fact, if you watch it, some of the shots in it are exact replicas
of the shots
from the first film, as is the dialogue. But you know what? It's kind of like a greatest hits package.
Right.
You know?
Well, if you can get into the cinema tomorrow for a fiver, you should go and see Alien Romulus.
Yeah.
The next one is an Irish horror film. It's called Oddity. And there's a lot of noise about this in the States, isn't there?
Yeah, it's been getting really good reviews in the States. It's directed by Damien McCarthy. Yeah, which is brilliant. I think it's always so good if you look at New York Times and you see an Irish film being, especially, you know, very much an independent Irish film to many degrees being reviewed in the New York Times. You're like, oh, people are really paying attention. And I think there is a really good reputation that Ireland has for horror. You know, like we have a lot of filmmakers who are really good at making horror films. This is directed by Damien McCarthy. It's his second film, and it is about a woman whose sister is killed. And at the start of the film, we get the kind of the lead up to the sister being killed, but we don't know exactly what happened. And then we flash forward to a year later, and we meet her twin sister, who is blind and a medium. So you have a number of horror tropes there. You have somebody being visited in the middle of the night by a stranger, and then they end up dead. And then you have the sister trying to figure out exactly what happened. And this is one for people who really like their jump scares, who want to be sitting there and waiting for something to pounce and to get really frightened in that moment. There are a couple of gorier moments, but it's definitely one about the suspense, you know, hitting you with the jump scares. And it's got those kind of a lot of classic horror tropes, but it's set in Ireland. It's got Irish actors in it. And there's a lot to it, I think, that people who like the kind of classic horror really, really enjoy about this film. And I definitely jumped at several times.
Okay,
so it's called Oddity, and it's in the cinemas from the 30th of August.
So out today, in
today,
fact.
Today being the 30th of August. Yeah,
today is the 30th. And today is also the release date for our next one, which is on Amazon Prime. This is Trap. Brian, this is one of your picks.
This was in the cinema. I didn't last very long in the cinema. I was only in for a couple of weeks. But, you know, it's...
is that not the way of the world now?
It is, yeah. This thing would last a very short period of time. But it's made by Amazon, so they wanted to get it out pretty quick. So it starts on Amazon today. And it's a good old-fashioned thriller. It's called Trap. M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah, he's a great... You know, he does these kind of things in his sleep. Like, you know, he's the Hitchcock. You know, it has the whole Hitchcock vibes. He's the guy behind, obviously, The Sixth Sense and Signs and films like that. So it's an interesting premise, I think. And it stars Josh Hartnett, who's having a bit of a career moment at the moment, I think. You know, he was in the recent Black Mirror and a few other things that, you know, a guy who kind of people have dismissed, who's actually quite a good actor. But anyway, so the premises is kind of interesting. So Josh Hartnett plays this kind of normal dad who's bringing his teenage daughter along to see this pop star. The pop star is called Lady Raven. She's played by M. Night Shyamalan's daughter, real-life daughter.
Don't put your daughter on the stage. Right,
exactly, pretty handy having a dad who's a director. We're like,
I know, but she's a singer in her own right. I didn't realise this. Yeah. Apparently, she's an entire career in the States as a singer.
She's not a Nepo baby. She's a bona fide.
Definitely not.
So she's playing the part of this Lady Raven character. He goes to this gig, and the gig is massive. It's huge. So it's a bit like an Ariana Grande gig or something like that, or Taylor Swift. So anyway, the place is packed with cops. And he's looking around going, why are all these cops here? So he's going out to the merch stall, and he's buying some stuff, and he knows the FBI are outside as well. He goes, why are the FBI? So he starts talking to one of the guys, and who works at the venue. He tells him a secret. He says, actually, there's a serial killer in here tonight, and the cops are here to catch him. Mm-hmm. He's called the Butcher. And he goes, what? So all of a sudden you realize there's a serial killer in the venue with his daughter. It turns out Josh Hartnett is the serial killer.
I love it.
So on the one hand, he's a happy dad. He's looking after his daughter. He's bringing her along to see a gig. But all the time, and he's checking his phone. You wonder why he's checking his phone. He's actually checking on some person he has captive in a dungeon.
Oh, listen, right? I am watching this tonight.
So
he's
now trapped and he has to get out. There you are. That's the premise.
Great. So that's called Trap, and it's on Amazon Prime today.
Great.
That's for me. But yeah, as you say, box ticked. Saoirse Ronan, back on the big screen in September. She had her nuptials recently. So this is about The Outrun. This is called The Outrun. It's out now.
Well, it's out in September.
Oh, it's out in September.
Yeah,
sorry,
at the end of September. So I've seen a preview
feels
of it during
like
the week.
September.
I know, it really does. Yeah. It really does. Although it's kind of sunny outside today for a change. Summer's appeared for one Friday afternoon. So yeah, this is called The Outrun. It's based on a memoir by a woman called Amy Liptrot, who's a British writer. And it's a beautiful book. I loved the memoir when it came out. And I think Saoirse Ronan and Jack Loudon, her new hubby, who is also in Slow Horses that we'll hopefully get to talk about, they're producing this and they've done such a great job of adapting this story. Saoirse Ronan plays a character called Rona, who's based on Amy, and she's telling her story where when she was very young, you know, in her early 20s, she basically had alcoholism and she's dealing with that and she's trying to figure out a way of, you know, kind of, I suppose, releasing the grip of that alcohol has in her life. And we see in the film that she goes to the Orkney Islands, where she grew up with English parents, and we see the issues around her family as to that kind of might have impacted on her. And then we see her relationship with her boyfriend as well too, when she's living in London, when she's before she escapes back to Orkney to try and get some help. It's a really intense role for Saoirse Ronan, and like, she doesn't shy away from the difficulties of portraying a woman who's in the grip of this addiction, who's really trying to escape it, and who at times is not a nice person to people. Mm-hmm. And that was a bit that really struck with me, that she really plays a woman who is really mean and horrible sometimes, and it's so well done. It's a really great career kind of moment for her, I think. And then the director of the movie just does such a beautiful job of plunging you into this wonderful, beautiful world around Orkney. It's like, it opens with these beautiful underwater scenes and you just feel like for many moments that you are underwater, you know, swimming along with the seals, and with the Rona, she's kind of underwater herself trying to figure out what to do with her life. So really beautiful, in cinemas from the 27th of September. There'll be a lot of talk about Saoirse Ronan and maybe the Oscars maybe next year.
Sounds great. You. That's The Outrun in cinemas next month. Now we're going to the telly again. Apple TV, Bad Monkey. I watched the first episode of this last night. You love it. Let's start by saying
too,
that.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
But it, yeah. Okay.
Give it a chance, right? Mm-hmm. There's only four episodes up now. So it's one of these ones that you have to wait. Every Wednesday there's a new episode on. So it's like watching old TV, right? So Vince Vaughn plays. Now, Vince Vaughn's an actor I can take or leave. He can be very good and he can be really annoying as well. And he has that kind of, you know, slick glibness that, you know, that can really grate on you. But he puts it a very good effect in this, I think. So the premise of it is quite grisly, but it actually is a comedy, you know. It's made by the people who made Scrubs and Ted Lasso, so that's the kind of vibe you're looking at. But it starts off, this guy, so Vince Vaughn, first of all, it looks beautiful, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Looks great.
I mean, you want to move to Florida,
you
don't
do.
He's
cycling down the street in his bicycle. I'm going, that's the life you want.
Isn't it? It's amazing. Yeah. So he lives in the Florida Keys and it looks stunning. So there's two stories going on. There's one takes place in the Florida Keys, one takes place in the Bahamas, and both places are absolutely stunning looking. And it's really bright. You know, it's shot with these really bright colours and everyone looks amazing in it, so it looks great. So he plays the part of this cop in Miami who's basically on suspension, and he's now working as a food inspector. So, but he keeps in touch with his partner, his ex-partner. And his ex-partner rocks up to his house one day and he's got a severed arm. Okay, so great premise for a comedy. These guys have been out fishing and they've hooked an arm. So everyone thinks it's a shark attack. So we don't want to deal with this. It's a severed arm. A shark's got this guy. Make it disappear. We don't want to deal with it. So they give the arm to Vince Vaughn. His character's called Yancey, and say, make this arm go away. Okay? Another wave bye-bye with the arm to the arm. So he decides, actually, there might be a little bit more to this. He starts to investigate and then he starts to think, actually, this could be a murder. Mm-hmm. That's essentially what the plot is. Now, it sounds quite grisly at the start of it. And if you, it gets a little grisly later on when you realize where the arm came from, but essentially he's a kind of a, do you remember Fletch and Chevy Chase? That's what it reminds
yes.
me of.
Yeah.
That kind of glib, you know, cool hip detective who's quite funny. You know, he's got a girlfriend in it, he's wooing this other woman. There's some really good supporting cast in it. You know, Rob Delaney is in it, Zach Braff from Scrubs is in it, so it looks very fresh. Now I'm really enjoying it because it's very irreverent, it's quite funny, and there's lots of different plots.
Yeah, I don't know whether I just want something to either be a detective series
yeah.
or be a comedy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can handle it trying to be both.
There's a second strand of the story in the Bahamas which deals with witchcraft. And that's it kind of gets yeah. into that as it goes on, where this property developer is trying to buy up a beachfront mm-hmm. in the Bahamas and they're trying to stop him. And he takes over this guy's house and he enlists the powers of the local witch to try and... So that's a kind of a secondary plot. But basically, this is Vince Vaughn show. And I have to say, he's getting great reviews. He's getting raves everywhere for it. It's kind of a...
Well, everyone,
you know,
should watch it. Don't mind me. It's It's called Bad
Monkey.
There's
only four episodes up there now.
Listen, I have to mention, we have to mention Slow Horses because we are all really looking forward to this. What season are we into now?
We're fourth season, and it drops on the 4th of September on Apple TV. And, you know, they're all based on the Mick Herron novels, which are such a great read as well. If you haven't read them, I was reading them over Christmas. They're a riot. And this one, River Cartwright, who's played by Jack Loudon, his grandfather David, who's played by the amazing Jonathan Pryce, has dementia in it, and he's kind of trying to look after him. But meanwhile, there is a big explosion in a shopping centre, and that is linked back to someone using an MI5 identity. And Jack Loudon's character, River Cartwright, works for the MI5, so has his grandfather. There is some link there then found between his grandfather and somebody involved with this particular explosion. And so Slow Horses, which is the group that River Cartwright is involved with, which are these kind of also runs MI5 agents,
misfits,
who are sequestered, misfits sequestered down in a place called Slough House. They get pulled into this big drama that's involving MI5 and this explosion, and he's obviously got that personal kind of impact then, and trying to take care of his granddad, mm-hmm. while knowing he might have a connection to somebody.
And the first three seasons were nothing short of brilliant, so we expect this to be just as good.
Season three, I think, was the best of all of them.
I started rewatching season one, and when you know what's going to happen, you can pay attention to how it's made and the direction and everything. It's just like so.
But it's also Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman steals
the show.
Yeah, he's
absolutely brilliant.
He's disgusting, but brilliant.
I'm way over. We could keep talking, but we better not. Right. Thank you so much to Brian and to Aoife. The Gathering is next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.